Rava says here on Daf Chav Zayin that Edim Zomim Mikan Ulahaba Hu Nifsal. If you remember, the Gemara gives two explanations. And Tosus asks from a Gemara in Baba Basra. And this is a bit complicated. We touched on it once in the past. Let's go over it again. In Baba Basra, we have a case where there's a hakhosha, but only a partial hakhosha, meaning that one pair of Edim testifies on behalf of Reuven, both Avisa and Achila Shnei Chazaka. The other pair of Edim only testifies on Achilas Shnei Chazaka. So it means that if you take these two pairs of Edim into conjuncture, you know, combine them together, then one pair of Edim would testify on behalf of Reuven, not only on Achila Shnei Chazaka, because and on that we have a Hakasha from the other pair of Edim who testify on behalf of Shimon of Achila, but one pair of Edim also has testimony on the Marakama. No, it's to establish that that Reuven was the original owner of the field. So Rav Nachman says in the Gemara Bava Basra, Uki Chazaka b'Adi Chazaka, so we're going to cancel out the two Eide Chazaka, v'Uki Ara b'Cheskas Avasa, which means that since the first pair of Eidim who testified on behalf of Reuven, establishing that he inherited this field from his father, there was no Akash on that Eidus, so we can accept their Eidim with regard to Avasa. That's according to Rav Nachman. Rava disagrees, and he holds Eidus Mukheshesi. In other words, that once is Hakosha part of the Eidus, then that Hakosha is Chal on the entire Eidus, which would mean that according to the Eidim who say Chazok on behalf of Shimon, accusing therefore the Eidim on behalf of Reuven to have perjured themselves as far as the Shnei Chazaka, then the first pair of Edom, according to the second pair of Edom, are a bunch of liars, and if we have to throw them out of Bezdin, or at least the Suffolk, whether we throw them out of Bezdin. And the question Tosfos asks is, how do you reconcile that with Rava's principle here, that Mikan Ulahavu Nifsal? In other words, there's no psulim afreya. And so as far as the original Eidus on Avisa is concerned, that Eidus should remain in place. So my nafkiblon minalon, what difference to make if Rav is going to say that there's Eidus mukheshes, but came in the Omer Rav Mikan Ulahavu Nifsal, we don't pass their Eidus l'mafreya, we only pass them for Mikan Ulahavu. Isachinami hoyilo lomer, demai diskachus diskachus, he should agree to Rav Nachman. But as far as the Eidus of Avos, Asheya Kodem Shehu Klishu, that Eidus is acceptable, because the Akhosha is not going to be relevant, L'mafreya, to the time that they testified on the Avos. Because at that moment they were Ksherim, and Mikan Ulahavu Nifsa. Now Tosfos offers two different approaches to how to reconcile the Sugya of Rava with our Sugya of Mikan Ulahavu Nifsa. He says the following: Hachinami, kavi hazama, coming fine. Is let's say in hazama there was a hazama on the edus tvichu mechira, but there would the edus on gneva would still stand in is still valid and qualify as edus because there was only a hazama on tvichu mechira, and we're going to say mikan olhabu nifsal. Is tzarach biyud the rav of the omer kan olhavu nifsal haynu ba zoma mipnei de eid zomim chidushu. In other words, why does Tosfos assume when he analyzes the sugyan cheskas abatim that we should apply the principle mikan olhavu nifsal according to rav? Rav is based, at least according to the first lishna, on chidushu, and that sugya in Bava Basra is talking about hakhosha, and in hakhosha everybody agrees it's l'mafreya. And Tosfos in Meruba and in Cheskes Abatim give this answer, that according to the Lishna that holds Eitzom Mikan Olahavu Nifsam Neshach Chidushu, is then L'gabi Akhosha, there'll be a Psulim Afreya. Tosfos offers that answer. But our Tosfos here in the Sugya doesn't give that answer. He doesn't offer the possibility of that lashon of chidushu. Why is that so? So the Ktzos says the following, that ad sha'over avera v'nifsal mitam rosh lo nifsal ela mikanu l'hab liyachah gmar ha'avera aval v'shas ha'avera lo choshev rosh u'posel. In other words, that a witness who only becomes guilty of the aver when he completes his testimony, that's called the Gemar HaAvera. But at the time of the Avera, he's not yet a Rosh and he's Posel. That's interesting. In other words, when a person does an Avera, and we're going to say L'mafreyu Nifsal, at what exact moment in time does he become Posel? From the moment that he's involved in the Avera, from the moment that he completes the Avera? And that's going to be a machlokas between the Marit and the Ktzos. The Ktzos is going to say that he only becomes Posel after the Gemar HaAvera, whereas the Marit says that he becomes posel as he's implementing the Avera. What's his proof? The Marit quotes the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Ayin Gimel, Eidim She'idu She'gonav U'tovach V'huzmal Atvicha D'le Rava She'sover Mikar Labu Nifsal Atvicha D'ka Mitzam Itzum Agneva D'lo Mitzam Lo Itzum, which means that according to Rava, there was no hazama on the Gneva, and therefore the Eidus Gneva remains in its place. Eidzom l'mafreya. The answer is Rava holds Eidzom mikan l'haba. L'abaya shover l'mafreya u'nifsal came into miyad ki ashidu mifsale. So the moment that they testified, and they started a testimony with Gneva, is ki itzim u'atvicha itzim inami agneva da'tov k'dei dibur k'dibur dom. In other words, the Eidus of Gneva and Tvicha are both in sync. They're simultaneous. So we see that according to Abai, who holds a Mafreyu Nifsal, the Eidus on the Gneva has to be disqualified, even though they testified in the Gneva before they testified on the Tvicha. And the answer is because it's all considered one Shas HaVera. Whereas according to the Ktzos, we would have said that the psul of Russia should be engendered after they complete their Avis. So as long as they're testifying and they have the ability to change their testimony and so forth, so they haven't completed any Avera of Edus Sheker. So we have to wait until the Tvicha. And that goes even according to Abaye, who would hold Eidzom l'mafreya u'nifsal, but it's only l'mafreya from the time that it became Rishayim. And they only become Rishoyim, according to the Ktzos, with the Gemara Avera, which means the Gemara Eidus, which means after they testify on the Tvicha. V'anesivas Tama al HaMarit. The Nesivas has a problem with this Marit. What's his objection? He says, Dasham Paslu Gam HaEidus She'idu al Gneva. Af shavayu kodem she'idu b'sheker al hatvicha. What does that mean? They passed the edus on the gneva as well. Why is that so? There was only hazama on the edus tvicha. Vaday ima edim avru shar avera tokede dibur afilu avda avodazara tokede v'shal edus avlo nizbatla ha edus. So let's just think about this nesivus. There's one piece of the puzzle that I'm missing here. When he says ha sham paslu gam ha edus shehi idu al hagneva, what does that mean? That means that eidzom l'mafreya hu nifsal. I assume that he's talking about Abaye. I mean, for some reason he failed to mention Abaye. But if my premise is correct, the Nesivas is talking about Abaye, who holds that Lamafreya who nifsal. And therefore he's going to be possible at the time of the Gneva. And the Nesivas doesn't understand something. Why? Because he says that, let's say, the Edim would test, would worship an idol, Tokede Dibro of Edusam. He says, Lo Nisbat Lo HaEdus. That's his premise. He doesn't prove this premise. It's just that, you know, it's a Pshita, Bilsa the Pshita, that he would not be possible if after he finishes his Edus, he worships an idol, Chas V'Shalom, right? That would not be a Bitul HaEdus. If that be the case, so why, according to Abaye, do we passel the Edus on the Gneva? That's the Nesivas' kasha. There seems to be an outright stira here. Because on the one hand, if the Eid finishes his Edus, and then Tokedei Dibri worships an idol, we're not going to passel his Edus, even though Eid Zomeim L'mafreya Hu Nifsal. And yet, if he testifies on Gneva and Tvicha, we're going to say that we're going to have to disqualify even his Edus on Gneva. Poslu Gama Edus She'idol Gneva, whereas in a case where he does an Avera, so what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me that he testified on the Gneva and on the Tvicha Mechira as one testimony. Let's say, let's call it Tokedei Dibur. So it's as if simultaneously he testified both on the Gneva and on the Tvicha Mechira. And now we're going to apply the principle of Mafreya Hu Nifsal. So if he's possible from the time of the Tvicha, then he's possible from the time of the Edus Gneva as well, because it all took place at one time. And the Nesiva says, I can't understand that. How could the Maritz say such a thing? Because clearly, if the Edim, after they finish their Edus, would token Edibah worship Avodah Zarah, we're not going to apostle the Edus. And the answer is, because it depends whether it's Osah Edus or it's a different Edus. If it's Osah Edus, then we have a principle called Batla Miktosa Batla Kula. If it's a separate independent Edus, or it has nothing to do with the Edus, then we're not going to say Batla Miktosa, because there's nothing in the Edus that was disqualified. So in the case where he testifies on both Gneva and Tvicha, and all this was Tokedei Dibur, then we have a principle called Batla Miktosa Batla Kula. To the same extent that we have to throw out his Edus on Tvicha because Eid Zomil Mafreya Nif, so we have to throw out his testimony on the Gneva as well because of the principle of Batla Miktosa, meaning it's all one Edus. One Edus on Gneva and one Edus on Tvicha Umechira. But in the case where he worshipped Avodah Zarah after his Edus, that doesn't in any way impact or undermine any of his Edus. There's no relevance to his Edus. So in such a case, we're going to say that he became Posel Yedus from the time of the Avodah Zarah, but he was not Posel Yedus at the time of his Edus, right? While he was testifying, he wasn't worshipping an idol. So at that moment in time, he was kosher. And if you'll ask, but why is it different than Gneva? At that time, he was kosher. The answer is because of Batla Miktosa, Batla Kula, which doesn't apply clearly in the case of Avodah Zarah. Now, let me just refresh my memory. What does this have to do with the Marit? The Marit was the one who disagreed with the Ktzos, and he was of the opinion that Nifsal Miyad Sha'over Avera. Oh, so the Nesivas is going to argue that that's not really so. It's not that Nifsal Miyad because of the Avera. It's Nifsal Miyad because of Batla Miktosa Batla Kula. V'tama Olav HaKtzos. Now let's just see what the Ktzos's problem is. The E name of Dipsula Mitam Edishabot Mitzosabot Lakula, and here we turn to Nun Gimel, is Amai Lerov and the Sfile Mikanda Lahabu Nifsal Ein Edus Agne. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful Kasha on the Nesivas. How can a sivus possibly apply the principle of Batla Miktsos? And then even according to Rava, who holds Mikan Lahabu Nifsa, we should have to throw out the Eidus on the Gneva, because it was all part of one Eidus together with the Tvicha, and we had a Hazama on the Tvicha, so we have to throw out the Tvicha. Now we have to throw out the Gneva because of Batla Miktsos and Batla Kula. This came in the Afla Rava, it's from his father's Mikan, Mishoshe Eidu, Mimela, Yitzoch, Yoskama, Eidus, Gneva, Lusbata, Midin Eidus, came in the Avishdei Ea. So he's saying that Gineva and Tvicha Mechira are two different Maisim, two different Elios, two different Machayev. There's one Machayev on the Gineva, and there's a separate Machayev on Tvicha Mechira. So therefore, it's not one organism, one integrated whole, such that we apply the principle of Batla Miktsos, Batla Kula. Oh, but if I hold a Mafreo Nifsal, Kevan de Nifsal Ha'edim, B'psul ha'guf mishah shehi idu nifsalu gamal edus gneva shayitok neidivul edusa. So how is the Ketzos going to interpret the sugya here of Abaye? Why do we throw out the edus on the gneva? We're applying the principle of mafreu nifsal. And since he's posul on the gufa maisa sheidu nifsul gamal edus kineva, what's he saying? That it's really two different edios, one gneva and one tficha mechira, and that justifies Rava that the edus gneva stands on its own. But if we're going to hold like Abaye that lamafreyahu nifsal, even though it's two independent edios, but he becomes posul Li Edus on this Gufa Maisa. What do you mean Gufa Maisa? There are two different Maisa, we said. There's Gneva and there's Tvicha Mechira. Keva and the Nifsal or Nifsalu Ha'edim Bipsula Guf Mishashe Heidu Nifsalu Gamal Edus Gneva. What does that mean? Since the Edim are posul b'psula guf from the time that they testified, is therefore nifsalu gamal edus kneva. I don't know how to square that with the original ketzos that we had before, but because the ketzos that before said that lo nifsal ella mikan lahavli ach. Oh, maybe that ketzos was only according to Rava. Yeah? Does that make sense? Let's go back to Hinei HaKetzos. And he's only possible after he completes the Avera. And why? Because Kevan, since Lo Nifsal El Mikan Ula Habo Liachin Kamar HaAvera. That makes sense, I think, according to Rava. That's called Mikan Lahabu Nifsal. Here, the Ketzos is talking about Abaye Lemafreyahu Nifsal. And he's saying, since Lemafreyahu Nifsal, he became posel at the time of his Edus. So therefore, he was posel at the time that he testified on the Gneva. Why? Because the Edus itself is all one. It's Tokedei Dibur. So now the Edom become posel. If they become posel in Mafreya, then they become posel for the entire Edus, whatever's included in that Edus. Not like the Nesivus. Why? The Nesivus would say, well, he's only posel in Mafreya from the moment that he testifies on the Gneva. Right, we're not going to say that since he did an Avera at the time of the Gneva, because it's all talking to Edim, and therefore he was posel at the time of his Edus Gneva. And he illustrates that by the fact that if he would worship an idol after his Edus Gneva, we would certainly not disqualify his Edus on Gneva. The Hine Rabbeinu Peretshom v'Baba Kama Kosav Kehanesivos. So So the Rabbeinu Peretz is a Rishon. If he's accepting the Nesivus, that's really interesting. The Hainu Tam de Psulim Af Al Edus Gneva, not like the Ktsos who says because the Edom were possible already at that time, and it's all one time period, Gneva and Tvicha because of Tokhade Dibra, no. But rather because of Edus Shabbat L'Miktsos Shabbat L'Kula. Oh, so now we have the Ktsos's Kasha. If you're going to say Batla Miktsos Shabbat L'Kula, then even Rava should throw out the Edus on Gneva and disqualified me din Edus Shabbat L'Miktsos. Rabbeinu Peretz Hikshem Kain Afi Neimah Karava the Mikan Alavu Nifsal Neimah Edus Shabbat L'Miktsos Shabbat L'Kula. So let me just think out loud with you before we read his terms. I like to do that sometimes, you know, try to come up with an answer. So according to Rava who holds Mikan Alavu, why don't we say that the Edus on Gneva should be disqualified because of Batla Miktsos Shabbat L'Kula. So we suggested before, based on the Ktsos, that the Edios are two separate Edios, one on Gneva and the other on Tvicha Mechira, and therefore it's not Batla Miktsos. That's one way of answering this Kasha. But let's see, can we answer it if we assume it's all one Edus, and then why don't we apply Batla Miktsos Shabbat L'Kula if you're going to hold it Mikado Lahabu Nifsal. But we're talking about a case of Hazom, correct? So there was Hazom on the Tvicha. And now we should throw out the entire Edus, assuming it's all one indivisible entity of Edus. And maybe we could say that even though the Torah says in the Parsha of Azoma that we believe the second pair of Edim, and they are now testifying that he couldn't have possibly been there to see the Mechira, the Tvicha, because he was with us in Chicago. Is now that we're going to say that the Edus is Psula, it's Batla Miktsos Shabbat L'Kula. Or maybe you could say that Batla Miktsos Shabbat L'Kula only applies. Again, Rava is talking about Chidushu, let's say, right? Let's assume it's Chidushu for the time being. And therefore, Ein Lecha Bo Mishas Chidusha. But nevertheless, we have to throw out this Edus, we have to throw out the entire Edus. Because of Batla Miktsos Shabbat L'Kula. So why are we going to leave the Edus on Kneva as a valid Edus? Why are we going to say that? Batla Miktsos Shabbat L'Kula. Maybe Batla Miktsos Shabbat L'Kula only applies mitzad the Edus. That the Edom added, so to speak, they integrated false testimony into their testimony. But here it's a separate din of Chidushu that the Torah is saying that we believe the second pair of Edom, but we don't know why. In other words, there's no logical rhyme or reason to why we believe the second pair of Edom. So we don't really. So there's a separate halacha in psul, in paslus, that we institute paslus l'mafred. Fine, we institute paslus l'mafred, but we really don't know that the Avis, this is what I'm trying to work out, is it possible that it's not really Avis v'tela because the Torah is Machadish that we believe the second pair of Edus, but it doesn't have the status of Edus Betela. Edus Betela means that he added information that's false. That's not what's going on over here. Again, we're going to throw out the Edus because of the, we'll call it the Shem Ed Possel, Ed Zomer, but that doesn't have to influence any other Edus that he gave in, even if it was part of this Edus. Okay, let's see what he is. The Tirates Lamandi Om Lamafreu Nifsal Shapsul Vabitul Lamafreya Mishar Shehe Idu Edus is Oz Shaykh Lomar the Elish and Butler Mikhtas and Butler Kula. A lot of language here. He says Delamafreo Nifsal means that the Psul and the Beetle is Lamafreya. Avol ki amri mikanu lahabu nifsal. Ein shaykh lo mei dus bot lemik tos bot lo kula da ha ena bito va psu mishas ha edus rak mishas ha zom vi eluch. I think he's going a little bit according along our lines. He's not saying anything about two different edios that we, you know, like the Ketzos was saying. But rather he's saying that lemafreya would mean that at the time of the Eidus it was bottle. But if you say Mikado Lahava, then the beetle on the Eidus is only from the moment of the Hazama itself. Hilkach Ahi Eidus Deka Itzum Itzum Maidalo Itzum Lo Itzum. That's what I think he's saying. He's saying that once you're operating with Chidush and with Mikano Labao Nifsal, then this psul is not at the time of the Eidus. It's just like a psul in the Eidus. You know, there's no moment in time really where it's possible, where the Eidus per se is possible. I mean, again, the Eidus has to fall by the wayside in the case of Tvicha Mechira because it's an Eidus Muzemes. But it's not fair to say that the Eidus on the Gneva was an Eidus Muzemis. There was no Azama on Gneva. El, what are you going to tell me? That there was a Psul in the Eidus. We threw out part of the Eidus. Well, we didn't really create a Psul on the Eidus. The Eina Bittul Vaha Psul Mishas HaEidus Rak Mishas HaZama V'Yelach. So the Mikanal Abu Nifsal tells me that we're going to treat the Eidus as if it was Batel, so to speak. But there's no actually Chalos Bittel in the Eidus, so that we could say, well, you know, he testified at the time of the Gneva and he was already an Eid Posel. He was, but no, I mean, we're saying that there's no logical reason why we assume he's an Eid Posel, he's an Eid Rasha. We're only saying that we're going to treat him as a Russia from now on by virtue of this Chidush, and we're going to throw out the Eidus. But again, it's Halacha in Bezdin, so to speak, that Bezdin cannot rely on this Eidus. But it's not Halacha Psul Begufa Shal Eidus. Can I fit that into his language? That's the only question. He says, "Da ein bitova psul misha'o." I don't know, for some reason he's emphasizing the Shasa Eidus. Rak mishas hazoma v'eilach. Rak mishas hazoma v'eilach. But not mishas ha'edus. Yeah, okay, that I can accept, but what does that have to do with Balu Mikzos? Ilkach, ha'ides, why is that? Because the beetle in the psul is not chal mishas ha'edus. The beetle in the psul ain't a beetle of a psul rak mishas ha'zom v'elech. But I don't get it. If you're saying Mishas HaZom V'Eilach, you're still falling into the trap because you're throwing out the Eidus. If you're throwing out the Eidus, then you have to throw out the entire Eidus. He says the following: V'achiezu Yoredeya Heir Devadai Eiduso B'Teilu L'Mafreya. I don't know what he means by l'mafreya here, because we're talking about Rava. But anyway, the im heid al mechiras karka v'huzam ha-mechira b'teilo l'mafreya v'i bein time akdish lokeach ozovin lav klumhu. So do we understand what the Achiezer is saying? That Vadai, there's no question that the Eidus is Batel Mafreya. I think he means the Mechira is Batel Mafreya. Vibein Tayim Akdish Lokeach Lav Klum, right? So how do we reconcile this with Rabbeinu Peretz? I mean, Rabbeinu Peretz's whole point was that the bittul is only Mishas Ha'edus. And now he's saying that the bittul is Mafreya. Ela Kavonas Rabbeinu Peretz, the Eidus Shabbat Mitzos Balakula, Amrinon Rakish and his Batla Machmas, Guf, Sheguf, Ha'ed Ha'yapostol, Bimiktas. I don't know, I think we have to come back to this again, maybe with a fresh start here. Because what the Achiezer is trying to do, he's trying to reinterpret Rabbeinu Peretz. That Batlo Miktsasa is only if this battle Gufa Eid. I don't know what he means by Gufa Eid. I would have said Gufa Eidus, but he said Gufa Eid. Shahay Apostle Bimiktsas Eiduso. Or maybe he means Eidus. When he said Eid, he means Eiduso. The kevang de nifsal and mixas hagado. Now he's going back to the aid. Is heim psum lechol mashi yaidu betoch kidei dimer yidun aidu shebotla. Avalim lo nizbatel machmas psul haaidim. Lo nizbatel machmas psul haaidim v'rak hagado v'teilo. Why? Machmas shze edus sheker v'einam yichom levatel hagoda acheres. All right, this needs a lot more work. All right, then we'll stop here.